Right now, it's the Word of God. Today's the Word of God. Word of God is from John chapter 14, verses 18. 今天的神的话语在约翰福音十四章第十八节。Leave you as orphans. Missing a couple words. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. 我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。那今天正道是赖牧师在我们当中证道，他的题目是你已进入天父的家中吗？ Today's the sermon, Pastor Scott is going to give a sermon title, Are You in the Father's Family? Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning.
早上好。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
All right, well, it's glad to see you all here again. You got here on a rainy morning, right?
虽然今天早上下雨，但是非常高兴见到大家。
And hey, the Fuge campers made it back. I see Eric is here in the first row, so that's good news.
我们也非常高兴，我们的 Fuge 的小朋友们都回到了我们的教会。
I hope you had a great week, and we were all praying for you.
我们整个一周都在为你们祷告。
And I just want to follow up on Deacon Samuel's announcement. I encourage you, sign up for this summer's Bible study.
我想继续的鼓励大家能够参加我们这个暑期的联合查经。
We're going to really focus on life groups and really build relationships with one another.
我们会着重在建造我们的生命小组，我们弟兄姐妹之间的关系上面。
So please sign up.
所以请大家积极的报名。
Now, so today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
And for those of you who are not fathers, please do not tune out and go to sleep.
如果你不是父亲的话，那请你专心的听到。
This is for everyone today, not just fathers.
所以我们今天的讲道不仅仅是对我们的父亲，也是对我们教会的每一个人。
All of us had a father sometime somewhere.
我们每一个人都会有我们的父亲。
And some of us were really close to our father.
我们有一些人，我们跟我们的父亲有很好的关系。
And some of us may not have known our fathers at all.
我们也许都甚至不认识我们的父亲。
But I think deep down, if we're all honest, I think we would all say, I really would love to have a loving father.
但是在我们的心中，我们每个人的心里面，我们都渴望有一位完美的父亲。
God created us to be in relationship with a father.
因为神创造了我们，就是在一个完美的关系当中，有跟我们的父亲有很好的关系。
And I was looking up a statistic about the United States.
我最近在看到一个美国的一个统计。
According to a recent U.S. Census Bureau,
按照美国人口普查局的统计
，looking at 19.7 million children,
在美国有1900万的儿童。
More than one in four children live without a father in the home.
大概每四个人当中就有一位的儿童，他们的父亲不常年的在家里面。
And this article I read said, you know, consequently, there's a father factor in nearly all of the social problems facing America today.
结果是什么呢？就是在我们美国社会的每一个角落里面，在我们社会的每一个问题当中，都有一个父亲的因素在里面。
Now, again, this doesn't mean everyone who...doesn't have a father is some criminal, right?
这当然不代表说如果你的父亲不是跟你有很好的关系，那你就会成为一个罪犯。
But fathers do make a huge difference in helping their sons or daughters grow up into adults.
但是我们都知道，我们父亲在我们的小孩的成长过程中起到一个非常关键的作用。
And here's the important fact to remember.
我们接下来有一个很重要的一个事实我们要记住。
Number one, the concept of father didn't start with humans.
事实上这个父亲的这个概念呢并不是从我们人类最早开始。
God himself is where we get the concept of father from.
实际上我们的神他就首先开创了父亲的这样一个概念。
So if you're taking notes today, this is an easy 3-point sermon. So just jot them down.
所以今天我的讲道是非常简单的三点式的讲道。
Number one, God is the father of all creation.
神是一切受造物之父。
God is the father over this entire universe. He created it.
神创造了世界上所有一切的事物。
And he created humanity. He wanted to create human beings so that we could be in a loving relationship with each other.
而且神创造了人类，使我们人类能够享受这样美好的关系。
Now, he didn't have to create us.
事实上，神不是不得不来创造人类。
There was no one telling him that he had to create you and me.
并没有人说告诉神说你一定要创造我们人类。
You know, God is sort of like a family within himself, right?
事实上，神他自己就创建了一个完美的家庭。
God is Father, Son, and Spirit. He's three persons. We call this the Trinity.
我们的神是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And here's the deal, God doesn't need you and me.
事实上，神并不需要我们。
You know, you and I think we're kind of special people, right?
有的时候我们自认为我们非常重要。
The only reason we have any significance in this world, the only reason we're special is because God created us in his image.
其实真正我们的人很有价值，是因为神是按照他的形象来创造了我们。
The only reason we're special is because God chose to create us.
之所以我们是非常的有价值，是因为神创造了我们。
And see, God is the potter. God is that potter who makes a pot.
神是陶匠，我们是泥。
Check out Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
让我们看以赛亚书。
Isaiah writes, But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are a potter. We are all the work of your hand.
以赛亚书64章8节，耶和华啊，现在你是我们的父，我们是泥，你是陶匠。
So God is this loving Father who created this wonderful pot we call a human being.
神创造了我们每一个人，就像一个陶瓷一样。
And we were created to be in relationship with God.
我们是一个受造物，但是我们受造，我们就与神有很好的关系。
But the problem, as many of us know, the problem is we've all rejected God as our Father.
但是问题是，从我们起初开始，我们人类的起初开始，我们就拒绝了神。
We've all become sinners.
我们都成了罪人。
We've all rebelled against God's person and character.
我们都非常的反叛。
We said.Starting with Adam and Eve, we said that we want to be God, not God himself.
从亚当和夏娃开始，我们就说我们自己要成为神。
And we have brought evil into this world.
我们把罪带到这个世界上。
And we brought sin and destruction upon ourselves.
我们把罪和毁坏带到我们的人类社会当中。
See, because God is holy, he's perfectly holy.
神是那位圣洁的神,
and he hates evil.
神是痛恨邪恶。
The problem is we're all in trouble because we also are evil in our hearts.
实际上在我们心里面有各样的恶毒，各样的毁坏在我们心中。
And God's character requires him to punish evil.
神的本性需要他来惩罚这些恶的东西。
And we must face eternal everlasting separation from God.
因为我们罪的缘故，我们跟神永远的隔绝了。
But God still wanted to rescue his people he made.
但是神依然要愿意拯救我们所有的罪人。
And he had a plan from the very beginning. He still wanted to rescue those who would come back to God.
那从开始呢，神就有一个很好的计划，他依然愿意来拯救我们所有的罪人，从罪中能够出来。
He started working with that Old Testament family that we call the nation of Israel.
神开始他的工作是从以色列的民族开始。
God was a father to them and tried to reveal himself to this people.
那神是以色列人的父，那他也向这些以色列民族向他们显现。
But even Israel had a very difficult time following their loving father.
那即使以色列这个被选之民，他们也常常的背逆神。
Look at Malachi chapter 2 verse 10.
让我们看看马拉基书第二章第十节。
Malachi writes, Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers?
我们岂不都是有一位父吗？岂不是有一位神所造的吗？我们个人怎样以诡诈对待弟兄，背弃了神与我们的列祖所立的约呢？
See, God promised to be their Father and their God, but Israel kept rejecting and sinning against this wonderful Father.
神应许成为我们慈爱的父，但是即使以色列人都不断的反叛背叛神。
But God still had a plan to save people for himself, for an eternal family.
但是神依然有一个计划来拯救我们从最终。
This loving father still wanted to adopt people into his family forever.
我们的天父依然希望能够领养我们。
We've all rejected God, but God still shows this wonderful love. And he says, I'm going to make a permanent plan, a permanent person to save you from your sins.
我们都拒绝了神，我们都是有罪的人，但是神依然有他美好的计划，他要派他的爱子耶稣为我们，把我们从罪中拯救出来。
So the second point is this, God, he's an adopting father.
那我要讲的第二点呢，就是我们的神是那位领养之父。
And how did God accomplish the adoption of humans back into his family? How did God accomplish the adoption of humanity back into his family?
那神是怎样来成就他的计划呢?
God sent his only son to rescue all those who believe in him from death.
神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来拯救我们从罪中出来。
It's kind of like this. Our world is full of sin and evil, and it's pretty evident when we look around.
实际上，当我们看看我们周围发生的事情，我们知道我们这个世界是充满罪恶的世界。
And God sent His Son to an enemy occupied kingdom.
神把他的爱子送到这样一个罪恶的世界上来拯救我们。
So our Father the King sent His Son to rescue those trapped in an evil kingdom.
神把他的爱子耶稣送到这个世界上来拯救我们从罪中。
And Jesus crossed the line. God himself crossed the line to go seek out sons and daughters of God in a horrible place.
神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督在这样一个罪恶的世界里面来寻找神的儿女。
And the only way that Jesus could rescue us is that he had to die himself. He had to put his life down to save you and I.
事实上，唯一的办法就是神的爱子耶稣基督把他的生命献上。
Jesus himself, he died as a sacrifice, as a substitute for sinners.
耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上面，成为我们的挽回祭。
Jesus got up on that cross and died for all those who believe in him.
主耶稣基督走上十字架是为了你和我的罪。
See, I deserve to be on that cross.
事实上我是本来我是要上这个十字架的。
Death is the due punishment that I've earned.
是从罪中来的。
Because of my sins.
因为我的罪。
But Jesus got on that cross to take that place of me. I deserve death, but Jesus died in my place.
所以耶稣代替了我们，因为他的舍命，他把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Jesus paid the penalty due me.
神付上了代价，把我们拯救出来。
And Jesus and God the Father accepted His son's sacrifice for me.
神接受了耶稣基督为我们献上的挽回祭。
Therefore, my sins are forgiven.
因此，我们的罪被赦免了。
Because Jesus, because of his payment on the cross, he canceled all the sins held against me.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上的代价，我们的罪得到了赦免。
Jesus was the perfect sacrifice.
耶稣是完美的赎罪祭。
And I know I've been adopted into God's family.Because on the third day after Jesus' death, Jesus resurrected from the grave.
我知道我们被神所赦免了，因为主耶稣基督在十字架上三天以后复活。
And Jesus will never die again, and he will eternally live.
耶稣永远不会死亡，他会在永恒当中与父神同在。
And he says, if anyone believes that I've died for your sin, and that I've risen for your eternal life, you will be saved from death into God's family.
耶稣说所有相信我的人都会和我有同样能够在永恒当中与父同在。
God put himself to death to rescue sons and daughters who were far away from him.
神他把自己舍去以至于能够拯救我们这些罪人。
Let me make another analogy.
让我来做另外一个比喻。
Suppose my wife and I wanted to adopt, let's say twins from a different country.
如果我和我的太太，我们希望从另外一个国家，我们希望领养一个小孩。
And what country should I adopt from?
Vietnam.
Vietnam. Oh, Vietnam. All right. That sounds good. All right. So let's say we want to go to Vietnam and adopt twins.
如果我想我们去越南，我们去领养一双双胞胎。
And these twins, they don't know who their parents are.
这些小孩很小，他们不知道他们的父母是谁。
And they're living in a bad orphanage, bad conditions.
他们长在一个很糟糕的一个环境当中，在孤儿院里面。
And my wife and I want to go and rescue them and say we want to bring into our family into a loving family with parents.
我和我的太太呢，就去对他们说，我们希望把他们带回到我们家中。
And suppose my wife and I get to the orphanage, and we're rejoicing and say, "All right, you ready to come into our family?"
假设我和我的太太去孤儿院，我们非常张开我们的双臂，我们拥抱他们，欢迎他们来到我们当中。
And let's say the twins are, I don't know, maybe 5 years old.
也许这个双胞胎他们只有五岁。
And so when we approach them, they just start throwing their toys at us.
当我们去欢迎他们的时候，但是他们非常的不友好。
Maybe they're eating some food.
把他们的玩具向我们扔过来。
Maybe they're eating some food and they start throwing food at us.
也可能他们把食物把
And they start
食物向我们扔过来。
They start attacking us with their fists.
他们用他们的拳头来攻击我们。
And we say, no, no, we want to bring you into a new family.
我们说不不不，我们是来把你们领，我们来领养你们，我们把你们领养到我们一个爱的家庭当中来。
We're not going to hurt you.
我们不会伤害你的。
We love you.
我们爱你。
And so we adopt them and bring them back to the U.S.
所以我们领养了他们，我们把他带到了美国。
And over time, they begin to understand our love for them.
过了很长时间以后，他们逐渐的感受到我们家庭的爱。
Now that's a little bit like how God the Father adopts us into His family.
这个就有一点像我们天父怎样来领养我们这些。We are
all in a bad state because of our sins.
因为我们罪的缘故，我们实际上都在一个很不好的状况当中。And
Jesus has come to die for sinners.
耶稣基督来到世上是为了他的舍命，是为了我们的罪人。And
what's even more is that Jesus came to die for people who want to fight him back and throw food at him, right?
但是我们就像这个比喻当中我们看到的，我们的耶稣基督他是来领养我们，是来帮助我们，但是我们却反而去背叛他。See,
we're all rebels. We want to be God. We don't want another God.
我们自己相信我们自己能够明白一切，我们自己是神。Even
though our current life is terrible, we still don't want God on our own.
尽管我们的状况其实并不是特别好，但是我们都不希望有神来干预我们的生活。Until
the Spirit of God opens our eyes.
直到神的圣灵能够开我们心中的眼睛。Opens
our hearts to His wonderful love.
把我们的心中的眼睛打，把我们的心打开。That
God the Father sent His Son to die for me.
神把他的爱子。And
to give me new.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。And
to give me new and eternal life forever.
让我们有永恒的生命。
And to that God would actually live inside of me, He would put His Spirit in me, God in me.
因着我们的信，神把他圣灵放在我们心里面。
And that He would make me like His Son.
把我们当成他的儿女。
And God would be the best Father I would ever have.
神是那位我们非常渴望的那位完美的父亲。
And He would love me with a perfect love.
他会用完美的爱来爱我们。
And He would never abandon or forsake me. And God opens our eyes to how good He is.
神开我们的眼，让我们知道神是多么慈爱的一位神。God
is the Father we've always wanted to have.
神是那位完美的，我们渴望的那位父亲。Look
at Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看看以弗所书第一章。It
says, in love, God, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
God set His love on us.
神把他的爱放在我们当中。
And we just need to receive and say, Lord, I surrender, I belong to You.
我们只需要在神的面前顺服，神啊，我是属于你的。
God has always been like this. Look in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
事实上我们的神一直是那位信实的神。
Moses writes, the Lord your God who goes before you will Himself fight for you, just as He did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where have you seen how the Lord your God carried you, as a man carries his son, all the way that you went until you came to this place.
摩西在《生命记》第一章三十节讲到，在你们面前行的耶和华你们的神必为你们征战，正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一样，你们在旷野所行的路上，曾看见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般，直到你们来到这地方。
So this was the Old Testament nation of Israel that God kind of adopted as a nation to show His love to.
这在古以色列人的历史上面，就像神把以色列人成为他们的养子。
And you know, many of you know the story. He rescued them out of the slavery of Egypt.
神把以色列人从埃及人的手中拯救出来。
And I love what verse 31 says. God, as they went through the wilderness, it's like he carried his son Israel through the wilderness. He cared for his people.
在他们从埃及出来的旷野路上面，神像为父亲一样的把以色列人从奴役当中拯救出来。
What a loving God this is.
这是我们的神是那位多么慈爱的神。
And for all of us who have put our faith in Christ, he is our loving, eternal Father.
对于我们所有把我们的信心摆在神身上的，我们都是神的儿女。
Look at Romans chapter 8.
我们看看罗马书第八章。
Paul writes, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And that means daughters as well, just to let you know. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father.The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with him in order that we also may be glorified with him.
我们来看看罗马书第八章第十四节怎么说的。凡被神的灵所引导的就是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴役的心仍旧害怕乃是儿子的心因我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。既是儿女便是后世如果我们同他一样受苦也必和他一样同得荣耀
So if we put our faith in Christ God says his Holy Spirit God himself lives inside of us
如果我们信靠神神的圣灵就住在我们心中
And the Holy Spirit inside of us is the mark that we have been adopted
圣灵住在我们心中就是神领养我们的记号
And again you might be asking well how do I know I have the Spirit?
可能我们会说 我怎么知道我会有圣灵在我们当中
Have you believed in Christ as your Lord and Savior?
你有没有相信耶稣基督是我们的救主
If you've done that, then you have the Spirit.
如果你真实的相信你就有圣灵在你的心中
And when we cry out then to our heavenly daddy,
我们向神呼叫在我们困难当中我们向神呼叫阿爸父
And not only is he our daddy from a distance, He's living inside of us and making us more like Jesus all the time.
不仅神好像在天上远离我们，事实上他把圣灵放在我们心中，他与我们常常同在。
Again, look at Romans chapter 8.
我们看看罗马书第八章。
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.In order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
罗马书第八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他旨意被召的人，因为他预备所知道的人，就是预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
You see that? See God for His children. He works everything in your life. He works for good.
神让万事互相效力在我们生命当中让我们得益处
Even if everything around you seems to be bad and crazy
可能在我们的生活当中我们会面对很多的挑战很多的麻烦
God is working all things for good
神是那位叫万事互相效力的神
And look at verse 29 God says he's conforming us to make us look like our older brother
在二十九节这里讲到神来帮助我们来塑造我们让我们像耶稣基督的模样
So the firstborn son is Jesus
所以第一位长子就是耶稣基督
And we are all brothers and sisters of Christ
我们都是耶稣基督的兄弟姐妹
And we're all in God's eternal family together
我们会和神在永恒的世界当中我们一起同在
Do you see how much God loves us?
大家有没有看到神是如何的爱我们
God gives us a heart to love him
神赐给我们这样的一个心让我们能够爱我们的神
This is the kind of family that I want to be in.
这是我非常渴望的一个家庭。
A family where God perfectly loves me.
一个完美的属天的家庭，神如此的爱我们。
And will make me like Jesus.
让我能够像耶稣基督一样，能够良善，能够纯洁。
And of course, God, as a good father, will discipline us.
当然，我们的神也会管教我们。
God will pull out his leather belt.
神有的时候会把他皮带抽出来。
Proverbs chapter 3 says this. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights.
箴言第三章第十一到十二节，我儿，不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
God always, in even in his discipline, is always making us like Christ.
即使神管教我们，但是神都在帮助我们，塑造我们像耶稣基督的样式。
His discipline always has a loving purpose.
他在他的管教当中，我们能看见他的爱的。
And God is always for our good.
神叫万事互相的效力。
And here's the wonderful thing. You and I will never be spiritual orphans again.
在这里我们要认识到一件很美好的事情，就是我们在属灵的世界里面，我们永远不会成为孤儿。
Jesus promised his followers in John 14, 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章十八节讲到，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Maybe some of you have felt like orphans in your life.
也许我们当中可能会有一些经历一些孤儿，认识一些孤儿。
Maybe you didn't know your parents very well.
也许你不是对你的父母关系不是特别好。
But if we believe in Christ, God says, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm going to be your father, loving you forever.
尽管你可能经历这些不好的东西，但是如果你相信神，你在属灵的世界里面，你就不会成为一个孤儿。
And I can't wait to see at the end Jesus face to face at the last day, and then I will see the Father.
我真是非常的盼望我们在世界的末了，我们有一天我们能够与耶稣基督面对面，我们看见耶稣也看见了神。
Because Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
耶稣基督说，你看见我，你就看见了神。
Number three.
第三点。
Church, follow the model of God's fatherhood.
教会成为一个效法天父的典范。
All right, now how do we do that then?
我们如何做呢？
Well, Deacon Samuel had a nice prayer about it.
米顺执事有一个非常美好的祷告。
The Bible gives us some tools how to do this.
圣经教导我们如何去做。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章。
That Moses writes, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Verse 7, You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise.
申命记第六章第四到七节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤地教导你们的儿女。不管是你坐在家中，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
And I think what Deuteronomy is saying is, in everything that you do in life, you're always worshiping God.
在申命记在这里告诉我们，不管你做什么事情，你都要来荣耀神。
You're always showing everybody around you what Jesus is like.
你要向你周围的人来展现耶稣基督的样式。
And this was the Old Testament. Now we're in the New Testament. So what we're saying is we want to show Christ to everyone around us.
那在我们新约的今天，我们要向我们周围的人来传福音，来向他们告诉耶稣基督的好消息。
So first, immediately in our physical families, every moment in our families is an opportunity to show Jesus.
在我们自己的家庭当中，我们常常有机会来分享耶稣基督。
How we talk to our children?
我们怎样跟我们的小孩去谈论呢？
How we spend time with them?
我们是不是花时间跟他们在一起呢？
do we as families, do we try to sit down with our kids and say, let's read the Bible together?
我们有没有跟我们的小孩在一起, 我们一起说, 我们在一起来查圣经呢?
Let's pray together.
在一起祷告呢?
Let's sing together. Let's worship God in our house.
让我们在家庭里面能够成立家庭祭坛, 让我们来赞美我们的主。
And every teachable moment in life is an opportunity to show Jesus and what he's done for us.
在每一个时刻我们都有这样的心智, 我们来教养我们的小孩, 让他们能够成为耶稣基督的追随者。
Now some of you might, you know, some of you might say, hey, my parents are not around.
可能你们有人会说, 我的父亲不在我们, 当中。
But you know what? Hey, some of your grandparents do a wonderful job of this.
可能我们很多的祖父母在起到很好的角色。
This is for grandparents.
我们今天讲到也是给我们的祖父母而讲。
This is for mothers.
对我们的母亲讲的。
This is really for all of us, the church. We care for each other's families.
对我们教会的所有弟兄姐妹讲的。
And I love it that some of you grandparents bring your grandkids to church. And I know the parents don't come, but thank you. Thank you, grandparents, for bringing your kids to church.
我特别感谢我们在座的有很多的 祖父母们把你们的儿孙的、把你的小孩、把你的孙辈带到教会当中来， 尽管他们的, 父母没有来到教会。
And some of you are single.
可能你们还是单身。
Or some of you, one spouse comes to church and one spouse doesn't.
可能, 只有夫妇的一方来到教会。
Don't give up showing the love of Christ to your children.
不要放弃, 在给你们的小孩显现耶稣基督的爱。
You're doing a great work.
你知道吗？你在做一个非常有价值的工作。
And some of you bring kids to church, you're not even related to them. You just have a heart to bring kids to church. That is wonderful.
我们当中很多人把你所不是你自己的小孩，你所认识的其他的小孩带到教会当中来，这是一个非常很美好的事情。
Which really leads into my second point is that God not only calls us to be godly parents within our physical family, but godly parents in our spiritual family, the church.
神不仅仅是关心, 在我们的, 属世的家庭当中, 我们去向我们的小孩传讲耶稣基督, 也同样神有一个这样的概念, 就是在属灵的世界里面, 我们要成为我们周围的孩子们的榜样。
See, the church, those who believe in Christ, we are the family that is going to be the eternal family.
大家知道吗? 大家想一想, 在我们的教会的大家庭当中, 我们是一个, 我们将来会在一个永恒的家庭当中。
We have to say to each other, we are family.
我们在属天的世界里面, 我们是一个大家庭里面。
Zhonghua and I are brothers.
Pastor Scott 和我是, 在一个属天的一个大家庭里面。
Even though how annoying he is, he's still my brother. No, just kidding.
尽管我很多时候非常啰嗦, 但是, 我们依然是在一个属天的大家庭里面。
We're closer than blood. We are spiritually in Christ, brothers and sisters.
在这个属天的世界里面, 我们的关系比血还要浓。
And we have a firstborn brother named Jesus.
我们有我们的耶稣基督成为我们的长子。
And we also are, we can be spiritual parents to everybody in this church.
我们可以, 在教会里面成为许多人属灵的父亲。
You know, so many times in the Bible, and Paul does this, helping others in the church become more like Christ is almost compared to being a parent.
保罗在, 圣经教导我们, 在教会里面, 我们成为其他人属灵的父亲, 就像我们真的是对待自己的儿女一样。
So here's the deal. We don't want orphans in our church.
我们不希望在我们的教会当中有孤儿。
We don't want people in our church feeling like, hey, no one's caring for me. I'm not growing in Christ. We should look around and say, who needs the love of Jesus today?
我们不希望在我们的教会当中有属灵的孤儿, 有很多人说没有人关心我。 我们每一个人都要问我们自己, 我们可以关心谁呢?
This is what discipleship is.
这就是门徒训练。
This is helping others become Christ followers.
这也就是帮助其他人认识更多的认识主耶稣基督。
Do we care for our spiritual children in the church?
我们是不是真正关心我们属灵的儿女呢?
And I'm even talking to a 17-year-old.
Sorry?
I'm talking to a 17-year-old as well.
我对我的讲道也是对那些十七、十八岁的人讲的。
A 17-year-old could be a spiritual parent to another teenager who's less mature in Christ. You can be a spiritual parent.
即使你只有十七岁，你同样可以成为别人属灵的父亲。
This applies to everyone who knows Christ in the church.
这个也同样适用对教会所有人。
This is your family.
我们的教会就是你属灵的大家庭。
You've been adopted into Christ's family, which is the church.
神领养我们来到这个属灵的大家庭当中。
So I want everybody to repeat after me, we are family.
我们大家一起来重复 we are family.
We need to play that song, right? Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, again, I want to show an example from 1 Timothy chapter 1, how Paul treats his young disciple.
在提摩太书一章，我们看到保罗是怎样对待提摩太这样一个年轻人的。
Just the beginning of the book says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, verse 2, to Timothy, my true child in the faith.
提摩太书一章一到二节，奉救主的神，我的盼望耶稣基督之命，做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，写信给那信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
See, Paul kind of adopted Timothy to help him grow in his faith.
保罗就像领养提摩太做他儿子一样，来帮助他在耶稣基督里面长进。
And we even saw in the response reading earlier in the book of 1 John, John calls the church his little children.
我们也看到在我们刚才经文里面，我们读到使徒约翰也称所有教会的成员称为小子们啊。
Now caring for children is a lot of work.
那我们也知道我们去关怀这些小孩是非常的花时间的。
I'm so happy my youngest daughter is almost out of diapers.
我非常高兴我最小的女儿她现在已经不用带尿布了。
It's just too much work.
实在是太麻烦了。
But we have to realize loving others in the church actually requires sacrifice.
我们知道吗？当我们去爱我们教会的弟兄姐妹的时候，事实上我们需要付出很多代价。
Sometimes it's an inconvenience to us.
有的时候是麻烦而已。
You know what? I have 3 little children, and I said, "Man, but they're an inconvenience to my life."
我看着我的小孩，有的时候我会说，哎呀，他们实在是太拖累我了。
I'm kind of joking, but it's true. You have to give up a lot of who you are to love your children.
事实上，当你有儿女的时候，你就会体会到，你必须献上很多的时间，你必须付上代价来抚养你的儿女。
And I'm not complaining about it because I've realized that the sacrificial love for my children is one of the best things I can ever do for my kids.
我并不为此感到遗憾，当我仔细的想到这件事的时候，因为我能够为我的儿女奉献我的生命，实际上是最美好的一件事情。
And the same principle applies to loving people in the church.
同样的，我们在教会里面，当我们去爱我们属灵的儿女的时候，我们也要付上代价。
If we're going to be spiritual parents in the church, it will require some time for us.
你要成为属灵的兄长，属灵的父母，你要花上很多的时间。
But it has eternal good rewards with it.
但你知道吗？在这个里面，你的代价有属天的回报。
Maybe inviting somebody in the church over to your house for dinner because you want to minister Christ to them.
也可能你会邀请我们的弟兄姐妹来到家中有一起吃饭。
Or how about visiting somebody in the hospital in our church?
也可能你会去医院里面去访问我们生病的弟兄姐妹。
Or maybe picking up the phone and calling somebody and praying with your fellow church member on the phone.
也可能打电话给有需要的弟兄姐妹。
Or maybe somebody's going through a difficult marriage and you want to be there for them and help counsel them.
也许是帮助一个在婚姻当中有很多麻烦的一对夫妇。
Or maybe it's just meeting week after week with a small group of people and just discipling them.
也可能是参加门徒小组。
God wants us to be spiritual parents for the church.
神希望我们每一个人都成为属灵的长辈。
God wants us to invest in people.
神希望我们在人身上投资。
I'm glad I wasn't an inconvenience for God.
我非常的高兴，神看我，并不认为我是很麻烦的事。
Now I don't know why God cares for me because I think God would have more important things to. He cares about God things. Why would He care about me? You know.
我不知道神为什么关爱我，因为神有很多其他的事要做，我不能理解。
But our God has shown that He loves and cares for His people, and He wants them to be like Christ.
但是神向我们显现他伟大的爱。
And so God laid down his life and sacrificial love for us.
神牺牲了他自己，把我们从罪中拯救出来。
That's why I really respect those of you who spend many hours with the children's ministry.
我也是非常的、也对这些我们参与我们儿童施工的弟兄姐妹来讲。
Those children are crazy.
这些小孩有的时候非常的难搞。
Eric knows this because he used to be a children's minister.
那 Eric 主任曾经是儿童施工的负责人。
And my kids are some of the crazy ones in there.
我自己的小孩是其中最大的麻烦。
But wow, those of you, we should encourage the children's ministry in our church because we're planting seeds for their future, seeds of the good news of Christ.
我也鼓励我们的家长，我们的童工，你知道吗？你们做的工作是非常有价值的。你在很小的小朋友身上，让他们有福音的种子，让他们有神的形象在他们当中。
Let's care for everybody in the church as our family, the elderly all the way down to the nursery.
让我们来关心我们教会的每一位弟兄姐妹，从年长的直到我们年幼的。
Ultimately, we do this for God's glory because I want others to see this wonderful God through the way I love others.
通过我爱别人，让我们能看到，让所有人能看到我们神的爱。
Lastly, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God.Who calls you in his own kingdom and glory?
我们要像保罗做的那样，在帖撒罗尼迦前书一章十一节，你们也晓得我是怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们众人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进入他国、得他荣耀的神。
Let's follow Paul's pattern, like a father with children. Let us build each other up in Christ.
让我们学习保罗的榜样，让我们在一起共同的建造我们的教会。
You may not have any kids.
也许你没有小孩。
But you are a spiritual parent to those around you.
但是你知道吗？对你周围的小孩来说，你是属灵的父母。
I would like everybody to bow their head and close their eyes.
我们我请大家一起低头，我们一起祷告。
First, if you don't know Jesus as your own Savior, would you give your life to Him today?
首先、如果你还不认识耶稣基督，你是否愿意把你的生命献给耶稣基督？
Would you say to him, God, I am far from your family because of my sin?
你愿不愿意说，天父，我远离你属天的大家庭，因为我的罪。
I am far from you.
我和你远离了。
I need to be saved from my sin.
我需要你来拯救我，从罪中拯救出来。
God, please forgive me.
神，请饶恕我。
I believe that Jesus took my sins away by his death on the cross.
我相信耶稣基督能够把我的罪、把我从罪中拯救出来。
And I believe he gives eternal life for all who believe in him.
我相信所有信靠他的人，他会赐给他永生。
If this is your heart today, would you go to Christ?
如果这是你的心里面的愿望，你愿不愿意来到神的面前？
We have a loving Father with open arms.
我们有慈爱的天父，他张开他双臂，
ready to receive those who come to him.
来拥抱那些盼望他的人。
We cannot earn his love.
我们不能够能够得到他的，我们不能够凭我们的工作，凭我们的道德来赢得他的爱。
God has already earned his love for us.
神已经把他的爱呈现给我们。
And he will not reject anyone if you come in faith.
如果你凭着信心来到他面前的时候，他不会拒绝任何人。
And secondly,
第二点，
those of us who are Christians, I want you to think about someone you could be a spiritual father or mother to.
对于我们当中的基督徒来说，我邀请你们真是想一想，你能够帮助我们教会的什么人呢？
Would you pray right now and ask the Lord,Who is somebody in our church that I need to reach out to?
你愿不愿意对神说，天父，我可以帮助谁呢？
How can I help show them Christ?
我怎样才能够把耶稣基督的爱显给他们看呢？
And maybe it's somebody who doesn't know Christ outside of our church. Pray that God would help you reach out to them.
也许我们当中很多人，他们不在我们当中，但是你也向神祷告，你能够把神的爱带给他。
Our gracious Father,
我们天上的父
God, we don't deserve your love.
天父，我们不值得你的爱。
You're so holy.
你是那完美圣洁的。
And we are not.
我们不是。
God, we thank you for rescuing us from eternal death.
天父，我感谢你把我们从永恒的隔绝当中把我们拯救出来。
God, you did not spare your son, but you gave him up for us.
你把你的爱子耶稣基督献上，为我们的罪而死。
Lord, we thank you that we are now in your family.
天父，我们感谢你，今天我们在你的属灵的大家庭当中。
God, thank you that you indwell every believer.
谢谢你，这是帮助每一个信靠你的人。
Thank you that we have a new relationship with our Father.
谢谢你帮助我们跟神有美好的重新有美好的关系。
And God, we look forward to the day when we see Christ face to face.
我们真是盼望我们有一天和主耶稣基督面对面。
And we say, thank you, Christ, for saving me.
我们对神说，谢谢耶稣基督拯救我们。
We'll tell him, you are my God.
我们会告诉他，你是我的神。
My Father.
我的父。
My Brother.
我的兄长。
And thank you for bringing us into your family forever.
谢谢你把我们带到你那属天的大家庭当中。
In Christ's name we pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.